Ollie, you went all the way to Cove last night. You took on the home team, Cove Ramblers. You went behind when it mattered, but you came back for victory. Tell us about it.
Yes, we went 1-0 up about 20 minutes into the game because Munson had a good strike that put us ahead. But basically, we fell asleep just before half-time from a free kick that Rob Waters, one of their major threats, got ahead to the ball and scored. Basically, directly after the second half, within the first minute, we tipped off and Cove once again broke down the left-hand side, and Darren Murphy got through and finished very, very well. So that was us 2-1 down, having been 1-0 up, you know, in a sharp turnover. But to be fair, you know, I think maybe last year or other times, you know, we might not have dug ourselves out from it. Cove had a chance actually to go 3-1 up. They probably would have killed the game. They might have, you know, went on and won it comfortably, but it didn't happen. And to be fair to the lads, the last 20-25 minutes we were very good, and you know, we piled on the pressure. You know, it looked at some stage that we weren't going to get the equaliser, or might get a winner. You know, they defended very bravely, they cleared a few off the line and put their head on things, but eventually when it did come, maybe about 10 minutes to go, that Josh maybe overlapped on the right-hand side and put it in the other corner. And eventually Raymond Foy got a winner, mainly, you know, I'd say there was a minute left in the game. So, you know, it was certainly an exciting game that we came out with a decent result, Miles.
You did beat Cove before, but you did say they were a weakened team. They got in their manager, Stephen Henderson, back again there. And they were a hard team to beat down at home, particularly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've beaten it since I yesterday without a shout. Like, no, they're well organised. There's some very good players in it, and they probably won't lose too many games at home. So look, that game yesterday could have gone either way. You know, a 2-1 down, it looked like they would go on to win it. But to be fair to the lads, showed a lot of character yesterday, as they've done all year. But in particular yesterday, we had some warm against a serious outfit. So, you know, we ran our luck a little bit, mates, but got away with it.
Well, sometimes they say that the harder you train, the luckier you get, as it were.
Yeah. Look, there was more than just luck yesterday, to be fair. You know, while you know, I don't get praise very easily, I think yesterday a few people maybe grew up, and you know, it's not an easy place to go. It's a difficult place to try and get anything out of. Very difficult when you go behind and they sit back and you try and break them down. But they stuck at it. A little bit of belief among them, and to give them credit, yesterday in the last 25 minutes, I thought we were very good.
You're 6 points clear at the top of the table, and as you say, some of the players are getting more confident. You know, are you more optimistic that you can hold on to that lead and maybe win that division this season?
You know, that type of, you know, you're talking about, what is it, 11 games in with 17 games, you know, anything. I mean, this weekend had Wexford bet GCD and we were to lose in Cove, Wexford would have gone on top. It's that tight, and, you know, it can change in a matter of a week or two, and we know that. But, you know, if we can stay up there in the top three, top four, and compete as the season progresses, you know, we'd be quite happy with that. But look, you know, we are where we are at the moment. You know, we play ECD, who had a fabulous win on Friday night. We know all about them. We know what qualities they have, and that'll be another huge battle on Friday night, Miles.
And the crowd's coming back to Finn Park, and that's obviously beneficial to the coffers and to the team.
Yeah, look, I mean, there was a number of carloads down in Cove there last night. They were brilliant. Even when we were 2-1 down, you know, they were backing us and, you know, screaming us on, which is great. You know, it just shows, you know, they're crying out to support us, and, you know, we're trying to give them something to support. But there'll be many twists and turns in the bounds before the year is over. Just if you can hang in there and stay in with the top group, we'll be quite happy.